is the Lifted Life Podcast. We created this show to help you live a lifted life.
Welcome to episode 103, Age is Just a Number, and how appropriate since I unlocked level 40 yesterday.
Congratulations on that achievement.
Thank you.
You've been doing a great job at aging.
I talked to my dad today and he said, how was your birthday yesterday? And I said, oh, that was good. And we kind of talked about it. And he's like, you know, you're halfway there. I said, to what? He goes, well, you know, our genes, we won't make it past 80.
Oh my gosh. I said, he did not say that.
Yeah. I'm like, huh, okay.
Okay, I didn't even know he said that. So now I have to stop and say something. Apparently, my dad talked to my sister recently and said, well, you know, I think you should know about this since it's in our genes. And she unloaded, like, yeah. It's called epigenetics, Dad, and it's not actually as much about our genes as it is about our environment, because the environment turns on or turns off the genes. And so to just blame the genes and to lean into that excuse is pretty pathetic. And once again, the emphasis on epigenetics says it's what we do, it's how we show up, it's how we...
It's our terrain,
mm-hmm. and not just our environment that of genetic luck that we've been given. So we call BS on that. If we were all just doomed to a destiny of genes, we would not have the Lifted Life Podcast. We would just say, roll over in your bed, snuggle a dog, and call it quits. But it's not like that. Instead, our choices do make a tremendous impact. And how we choose to show up, it's not just your environment of the food you eat, but it is the food you eat. It's not just the environment of the toxins that you breathe, but it is some of that. It's a combination of all of these things. And I think one of the most overlooked one is our thoughts, feelings, and stressors. And so I feel like being intentional about lowering your stress is a big part of this episode, Age is Just a Number, which is that what you make it mean and what you choose, the meaning you choose to assign to something is of the utmost importance. And if you're allowing various things to stress you out, you can at any moment rewrite the story you're telling about that ongoing.
It's funny you say that. I haven't noticed it yet, but it will happen, I'm sure. But I've seen some of my other friends turn 40, and you know, every number you turn, someone's like, well, it's all downhill from there. When I turned 40, I couldn't do this anymore or whatever. You know, it's always that. Luckily, maybe people know me well enough that they don't say that to me, but I've refused to accept that. Mm-hmm. Luckily, yesterday nobody said that to me, but. I agree with you. It's just it's what you make it. Mm-hmm. And if I start believing that when I turn 40, I can't do XYZ, then it's probably going to turn out that way.
Yeah. No matter the age, people will have an excuse that they're too old or too young. Mm-hmm. Like if someone is 25, like, well, I'm not old enough. I don't have enough experience to do XYZ. They're not going to take me seriously. They have the I'm too young complex. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, if you feel like you're too old, quote unquote, and then you say, I don't have enough experience in this realm of computers or whatever, mm-hmm. so I can't do this. So you're still kind of almost saying you're too old, but really too inexperienced. It's all just stories. And I think instead, if we have a belief, like it really is a story and a belief. So the belief that you have, whether you recognize it or not, is that you get better with age. As each day passes, mm-hmm. you become more and more wise, more tuned in, more tapped mm-hmm. in. Your body is
calibrated over all these years to adapt to your terrain.
Yes, exactly. And so I think that understanding that anything you're going through that feels like there's this barrier of too old or too young, it is simply a story. And you can choose to create more experiences like it, or you can choose to keep uttering the same excuse. But age is just a number, and what we make it mean is very important. I think we both have that idea that we both mm-hmm. get better with age, and we're getting better at this life thing. We're more tuned in and tapped in to what really matters, and using that experience as what's the opposite of a crutch?
Opposite of a crutch.
I don't know. I couldn't think of it. Anyways, it's not a crutch. It's instead...
It's empowering.
It's an empowering...
A tool that helps you
part. Exactly. So this conversation kind of reminds me of the podcast we've been listening to, a 3-hour long podcast that we have every intention of sharing more and more, not just on the podcast, but also in our group and elsewhere, because we've found it to be so immensely helpful. And we are incredibly busy, as it were. I don't really love using that word, but as we currently are homeschooling parents and we have our own business and all these other things going on, we have carved out 3 hours together to listen to this podcast. And now you're re-listening to it.
Yeah, I think it was important for us. We want to listen to it together. Mm-hmm. It was recommended, I believe, by your sister. Is that true? And it's something that we found very interesting, and it's something that we felt like we wanted to listen to together the first time.
Yeah.
And it was pretty difficult for us to actually carve 3 hours of consecutive time together. So it took a couple
takes. Yeah, but it's from Luke Story, the Luke Story podcast. Is that it?
I think it's the Lifestyle.
The Lifestylist podcast, yes, with Luke Story. And he had Zach Bush on the show. And Zach Bush is someone who we've actually talked about before, because he is the creator of the Nitric Boost workout. He's more known for his research on gut health and restorative soil.
Yeah, if you're in a Lifted Life or OG, you know the Boost.
Yeah, the Boost workout. Yeah.
Challenge we did. Is that right?
We should boost again.
Yeah, we should.
Anyway, he is known for much more than just that workout. In fact, I don't even know if he does anything exercise related anymore, but it was a series of movements that he said basically enhances your metabolism for the next 2 to 3 hours after doing it. It's this 3-minute thing. And so we fell in love with it. And then we later found out he's a big advocate for gut health. And in fact, has a very unique and empowering perspective on the virus. And so we tuned into the 3-hour show, had zero regrets. In fact, he solidified what we'd been thinking probably about the last 6 months, but didn't have quite the depth of knowledge that he has. You keep saying like, when we talk about this, I get uncomfortable because.
Well, I got really intimidated because he's very smart, very well-versed in that line of work.
He's a doctor and a researcher.
Yeah. Like, he's both a scientist, and he's like, he knows all the terms and he can explain to you why your body does this. And I feel very intimidated by it, but I always go back to, I can drive a car. I can't tell you every component in the car. I can't tell you how it works.
I can work a toaster.
Doesn't mean that I don't know how to drive a car. Right. So I know how a car works. I know how to get somewhere in a car. But I couldn't tell you every component. I couldn't rebuild a car if it was in a million pieces.
Right.
So I always use that analogy that just because I can't recreate what he can about how your body makes a virus and all these things, it doesn't mean that I don't know anything about it.
Just like you can use a toaster. You know it requires electricity, but you don't have to know exactly how the electricity gets to the toaster. You're still toasting stuff.
Well, that's kind of my thing. I know how it gets there, but yeah, I know what you mean. Well,
magic, Tim. It's magic. Okay, so we listened to this podcast. Kind of the tie-in with age being just a number and listening to this podcast, and even just that every time we talk about, oh, we should talk about this more, and you have this kind of story of, I'm not quite smart enough to talk about that in the depth that he does. And we're here to say that we're not going to do that. We're not trying to pretend to be Zach Bush. We are in awe of his work. And we want to continue to study it more. We want to share about it more and talk about it more. But it kind of goes back to that story you're telling about it. So you could freak out about being 40 or 50 or 60 or 70 or 80 or anything else. Or you can just say, this is what it is. And what do I make it mean? And when you feel inspired by something, whether it's a new age and a new birthday or a new finding of a podcast, like, you determining what you make it mean is it's the game changer. Nothing is so. Thinking makes it so, right? And the meaning we apply to it is everything. And so I just kind of thought that in context to this podcast we listened to and in context to you having a birthday, it was important to just stop and say, what are you making it mean? In your life, whatever's going on, good or bad, it's no really such thing. It's more about if you're making it to be good or bad. Today when I was journaling, I was flowing. I was literally listing out everything I appreciated, and it had this energy of enthusiasm and appreciation and excitement. And I knew that I was creating it. It wasn't true or false. It was a creation of mine to use my mental energy to funnel my focus and attention towards what was good. And I just think it's an important thing to remind you of, that anything in your life, it is so because you think it is so. And if you want to change it, that is also within your wheelhouse.
Ironically, we were journaling at the same time, but I was not journaling. I couldn't write anything.
Oh my gosh.
I had a rough go my first day as 40.
It's hard being 40.
Let me tell you about how hard it is. No. I don't know. For some reason, I couldn't journal this morning. I'm sure there's a million reasons why I couldn't. I just felt like I couldn't get anything going. And I think you guys went outside and started reading outside. And I was thinking about, I still couldn't write. I was still just kind of frustrated to stretch, but I just couldn't get any movement. And then I thought about what I always tell our son, to write that down. I wrote, right now it's really hard to journal. Mm-hmm. And I wrote, for some reason, I have a lot of resistance around this and I don't know why. And then the next thing I wrote was, isn't that funny? Because that's not true. And then from then on, I took off. It was so easy. But just stating that this is a joke. I know this is a joke. I know that my default is good. My default is happy. Why am I resisting this? And that was enough. And then
I went. Another tip I've given our son, who sometimes struggles with journaling, is just to start to write things you observe. Mm-hmm. This tree in front of me is large and has ivy wrapped all around it. I smell smoke in the air, mm-hmm. whatever, anything that you're sensing, you begin to write, and that kind of helps you go into the flow of it. And you can also use your mind, where you reflect on what you're thinking and what you're making it mean, kind of as the mm-hmm. observer. And we do a lot of journaling around here, mm-hmm. and I know that's maybe not as common for every household, but we think we would encourage it because it really helps you to get to know yourself, helps you to adjust your energy in a way that you want to adjust it. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, if you're not practicing that, it is a really helpful tool for both of us, I think. All right, you ready to take a quick break? Thank our sponsor.
Sure.
This week's episode is brought to you by SBO Mood Boost. It's the green one. The reason it's a sponsor for this week is because I wanted to highlight how potent SBO is as a mood and immune modulating formula. So when people say I'm looking for a serious immune boost, typically SBO, the green one, is the one I lean towards. And I'm talking about the green label. It's not a green pill, not a green capsule. The immune boosting benefits of our SBO probiotic is really powerful. And I feel like it's an amazing tool to have on your tool belt if you struggle with a lot of colds and such during this winter time. So we are all buckling up for a bit of cold and flu season, and highly recommend SBO to add in. If you're already taking another one, you could just add in a little bit of SBO. 60 capsule bottle could last you the entire winter because you don't even need to take a full one. In fact, we don't recommend starting with a full one if you're new to probiotics or spore-based probiotics. So you could open the capsule, sprinkle a tiny bit into your smoothie, and that capsule could last you for a full week. And so just keeping in mind that there are additional ways to boost your immune system. It's one of the most impactful things we took away from that 3-hour episode. So I'm going to slowly slide back into the show, take off my commercial voice. The message I got from that 3-hour show was like, you can run, but you can't hide. This virus has been circulating. It's probably already been in our presence 6 to 7 times now. And so this idea of hiding from the virus is pretty ludicrous, to hunker down in your home when actually fresh air and sunlight is so beneficial. It's been hard for us through this time, and hard is what we've made it mean because we're meaning-making machines, but the meaning we've given this is, this is a scary time because the world is so divided about this topic. But from the get-go, we've continued to say, enhance your immune system, and we've been studying this for 3 years, and in the last 3 years, we have not seen that staying in your home, sanitizing your body with chemicals, and wearing a mask is the best way to boost your immune system. In fact, that's never been in any of the literature we've found. Mm-hmm. And so we've been passionate about, why is that all we're talking about? Not touching people, fearing each other. It's been maddening for us a little bit as we've decided that we would continue to lean into the ways we know to be best for enhancing the immune system. And so the thing I feel like my message that I have to get out, and I'm not going to just hide about it anymore, is that I truly believe you can run, but you can't hide, that this virus is so tiny that you can't, you know, put a handkerchief on and block it out. Mm-hmm. Instead, we need to be looking at ways to naturally enhance our immune system. And of course, vitamin C and probiotics are a big part of that for us. We've also been supplementing, especially the children, a very, very low dose of melatonin at night. And it's a lot about stress reduction, natural stress reduction, and being cognizant of feeling the stress in our body and then being willing to talk about it and release it. I feel like that's been one of the biggest things, because stress and fear in the body create dis-ease.
So one of the, a big thing I took from the 3-hour, and 3-hour podcast is not just about the virus, it is a topic, but it's not just that. But the main thing I got in the very beginning was, Zach says, where did we get this idea that being sick is bad? Mm-hmm. Like, we've got this idea that if you're sick, it's bad. Mm-hmm. And he basically lays out that that's how your body's body and your body's immune system calibrates itself to handle the terrain it's in. And that's what he describes a virus as, is something that your body makes from stress, and it's, or something in the terrain makes from need to inform your body how to heal and adapt itself to live where it is.
It's an upgrade. And yeah. I've been studying a lot of German New Medicine, mm-hmm. and it also frames it in this way. It says that to think of virus as the cause of disease is foolish. Every time you show up at a fire, there's firemen. But did the firemen cause the fire? Mm-hmm. That's what viruses are. They are present and on the scene, but they didn't cause the sickness. They are part of the upgrade.
Yeah, and he lays out that also that this is a long debate. It's been going on for a long time, mm-hmm. germ theory versus terrain theory.
Yeah.
And it's not new. This idea didn't show up this year. It's been going on since like the 1800s. Scientists have been debating on how.
But the thing is, we don't hear much about terrain theory.
We don't.
And our hope is, as we've gotten more and more into this, is that this coronavirus happening is actually a part of our own great awakening, that we maybe stop fearing a fever or a cold so much, mm-hmm. and we begin to understand how important our terrain is. And gut health is a big part of that terrain, a very big part. And so as we continue to explore this and realize this is what we've believed all along, we just now have more words for it. Mm-hmm. It's a very exciting and empowering time to be a part of this movement that says, I am a sovereign being. Mm-hmm. My immune system was designed for this. I continually support and nourish my immune system. I support my body, and I know that stress puts a strain on my body. And I ask myself daily, how can I feel lighter and more in the flow with life? And I feel like that is the message we've always had, but now we're saying, we got to say it.
Yeah.
Not speaking this truth is too heavy a burden to bear. Mm-hmm. To know something like this and not share it for fear of judgment or for fear of not being smart enough or as smart as Zach Bush.
Yeah.
We're not, actually.
Yeah.
I'm very intuitive. You understand how things work in a way that I don't. We each have our own gifts. And I think that that's a big part of the show, too, is to stop trying to be someone you're not. You don't have to know everything. It's more about leaning into the gifts that you do have. And I get fired up about this stuff because it is one of my passions, is to help people to alleviate that suffering and to think about people that are still living in fear. Mm-hmm. I can't help but think if they knew more about terrain versus germ, they would begin to feel a little lighter, and they would begin to realize how powerful they are. And I think that that's why I keep coming back to this idea. You can run, but you can't hide. And you don't even need to hide, because really your immune system and the ability to enhance your immune system is all within your power. So age is just a number.
Age is just a number.
That was the gateway. Hey, Tim's 40. We got to tell you something. We listened to a podcast. And we think you should too.
But it's like you said, these concepts, these ideas, were intuitive to us, and it's felt right for us for a long time, but we didn't have the words to put together. And listening to the podcast, hearing someone else use the words scientifically in different ways helped kind of re-solidify that.
Solidified it. It also, I think, lit a fire under us.
Yeah.
Like, we've got to speak out about this
but these
more.
Are our truths, and we can't suppress those. Like we want to share those, but it doesn't mean they're everyone's truths.
Right. Absolutely. It doesn't have to be. I think that what we're saying is, in some way, to speak your own truth. Mm-hmm. And if we're telling you all day, every day, go speak your truth, and we're not doing that,
yep,
then it's just not in alignment. And doesn't mean speaking your truth doesn't mean telling everyone everywhere exactly what you believe.
Right.
I just think that for us, with a podcast, with a following of people, mm-hmm, that want to hear our perspective on this, yeah, I absolutely believe you can support your immune system, and that your immune system is a very powerful thing.
I believe without a doubt our bodies are healing machines, mm-hmm, and they know what to do. Mm-hmm. They may need supplements, they may need some help or push in the right direction, but innately your body knows what to do.
I think also it's about getting out of the way.
Yeah.
And not as much helping, but getting out of the way, because our mind is so busy that it creates problems, mm-hmm, and then it blocks the flow of life. And so another tool that we talk about a lot and we participate in a lot is meditation. Mm-hmm. So essentially, practicing being the watcher of the thoughts instead of being the identity of the thought. Mm-hmm. When you watch the thought instead of identifying with it, there's this peace that washes over you, because you can see you're greater than your thought. You're the watcher of your thought. And I think, mm-hmm, even doing that is enough to give your immune system a boost. I mean, Dr. Joe Dispenza, in his book Becoming Supernatural, talks about IgA, I think is what he calls it. It's like your body's natural flu shot. And when you meditate, you release more of this protein, potentially. Something really powerful releases in your body. And it enhances your immune system. Mm-hmm. And it's essentially because you are not in stress. You are in the opposite of stress. You are in healing mode. And so I think that one of the big messages I have...
Well, I think he talks about that stress requires energy to, mm-hmm, be stressed. And yes, when you're not stressed, that energy gets appropriated to healing. But if you're stressed, then your body's dealing with that instead of healing itself.
Precisely. And also, yeah, it goes along with when you're eating versus fasting. Occasionally, yeah, taking a break from eating gives your body time to do other stuff besides, right, just digesting.
Right.
So there's obviously this parallel there. Mm-hmm. But what I was saying is the big platform is that you are magnificent, and your body is so powerful and so wildly capable that it's mind-boggling, really. And I think, mm-hmm, that we have lost touch with that power, and we're not getting very many messages that says your immune system is really powerful, your body is powerful. We're instead getting a lot of messages of fear, and we just can't go along with that narrative anymore.
Yeah.
We just won't, and we can't. Mm-hmm. So that's what today is all about. And age is just a number. Basically, when you make up your mind about something, aka you have a belief about something, it changes your whole world. And whether that belief is about your age and what that means, or about your body and your ability to heal, your belief about it is the thing. And so for this episode and beyond, I want to challenge you to evaluate what you believe about yourself and the world, because it's making all the difference in your life. Have a great week, everyone. We'll see you next week.